WISO Eichelberger Center for Community Voices staff recently helped high school students from Clark County make public service announcements, or PSAs. In the second part of this special episode of WISO Youth Radio, we'll share a few of the PSAs and what the students who made them have to say about it. Here's Community Voices producer David Seitz, and just a warning, this five-minute story does talk about sexual assault.
Teenagers want their voices heard, especially about the problems they see in their lives. In Springfield, a teen-led group called BATS, or Bringing Awareness to Students, met with officials in Clark County this fall. The teens learned about some public health issues in their community. Then they came to the WYSO studios to make public service announcements about those issues that would connect to their peers. In this episode, we'll hear from two teens. First, Freddie Powell. Freddie chose to make a PSA about vaping, a problem he sees among young kids and in his own family.
Do you know the health risks of vaping and what's in it? Vaping exposes the lungs to toxic metals like nickel, lead, and chromium. Vapes can contain the chemical acrolein, which can cause irreversible lung damage. Vapes also contain the highly addictive drug nicotine, which increases your blood pressure and your likelihood of having a heart attack. Nicotine can make you feel anxious and depressed too. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or go to teen.smokefree.gov/quit-vaping.
My name is Freddie Powell and I am 12 years old. I'm in 7th grade. Some things I like about my school are the experiments. A bunch of ones including water, where you have to transport water from one place to another and get something to spin by just using water. Trying to put out the awareness to vaping to help kids from getting stuff like lung cancer. My dad vapes, and I can hear him cough a lot. He kind of tries to hide it, but you can see him try to cover it up, but it's kind of obvious. And you can see the packages in his car and stuff and in the trash can, because he doesn't want us to do it.
For today's second PSA, Taylor Comston believes more teens deserve a voice to speak up about sexual abuse. Her PSA on sexual assault gives teens their voice.
Hey girl. What's up? Hello? Taylor? Taylor? Taylor, how was the party last night?
He touched me again.
60% of sexual assault goes unreported. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-656-4673.
My voice will not be silenced.
Use your voice.
My name is Taylor Compson, and I'm 15 years old. My school is a public school, and it's fairly big. I get pretty good grades. I'm taking all honors classes this year, so they're challenging me, but to a good extent. I like going and helping out with different clubs, like GSA, which is Gay Straight Alliance, and our German club. Different types of activities we could be doing to help include people who may feel excluded because of their different culture. Personally, I don't think healthy relationships within teens are not spoken about. A lot of teens don't feel like they have a voice to speak up about maybe sexual abuse or verbal abuse. My school sometimes does assemblies, and they really put a story out there about a girl who was being harassed by a boy online, but because at school they never really saw it happen, they didn't believe her.
In this episode, you also heard the voices of Mary Cunningham and Kyra Collier. For WISO Youth Radio at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices, this is David Seitz. Special thanks to Beth Dixon and Wellspring.
That story was produced at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices. The music you heard is by local group 937 from their album Monday.